So it's been a very long time since I've hold on, since I've done a study audio, and I guess this is kind of a study audio. I'm just hoping I don't get distracted. If you hear snoring in the background, I'm so sorry. It's the people in the house. It is very late right now, and I'm trying my best to finish this lab report. Yeah, let's get started. I have classical music in the background. I'm really hoping this doesn't turn out like it did last time. Oh no. Anyways, so I am working on this lab report, just analyzing skeletal muscles and how they help with the movement of the human body. There probably won't be much talking, and I hope you enjoy studying with me. Anyways, time for me to get going. One thing I don't like about lab reports is just the formatting. In general, I don't mind writing out the things that I did during the lab or analyzing, although sometimes it requires a lot of brain power for me. What I do mind is just how there's different formatting for every kind of lab report or certain classes, and it's so annoying having to learn or switch over to a different kind of formatting when, you're so used to using something like, let's say, APA. I just want to know who thought it was a good idea to have several different kinds of formatting, because this is stupid, in my opinion. If there was just one type of format, it would be so much better and so much simpler. But I guess people like to complicate things. If you hear some aggressive typing, that's just my normal typing. Hopefully it's not too jarring, and maybe it's soothing. Sorry. Purpose of experiments was to electrical activity. In case no one knows what an EMG is, it's similar to an ECG, and ECG is just an electrocardiography, which measures the electrical activity of the heart. An EMG is an electromyography, and it measures the electrical activity of your muscles, so how your muscles contract and relax, and all sorts of fun things. I feel like this is like an involuntary lesson with Luna. I hope you don't mind me just spitting random facts. Anyways. Values of the energy increase with every addition of bunk. Book to home date. The added weight and to support contraction. Ignition. I promise I won't get distracted, but I just want to make a comment of what I'm listening to currently, in case you're curious. I am listening to Bruno Philips, Bruno Philippe, I think. He is a cellist, an amazing cellist, and this is his performance of Saint-Saëns, cello concert. The first concerto, I think. I'm very sure I'm wrong about this, but it is Saint-Saëns. And usually I listen to violin soloists or violin solo pieces, but I decided, you know, let's change it up and listen to cello. I always love cello. I don't know how to play cello myself. I wish I had learned. I mean, I still can, but I just don't really have the time. And I really like the way he plays. It's like, I feel like I might go off on a tangent again like I did in one of my other audios. But the way he like just puts his everything and passion into playing the cello, and his technique, his just everything to perform his piece is incredible. The thing I like about watching a soloist is the way you could see it in their expression, and you could also hear it when they play, just the kind of emotions or kind of imagery they're trying to depict with the movement, which is why I really like, I really love classical music. It's free to interpretation, and everyone has a different kind of interpretation and depiction of what the piece is like, or the imagery that they have when they play, and I just love seeing the passion in people when you look at them play something that they devoted years of their life to develop and hone these skills, you know. I wish I was as good as some of the violinists out there, but I am just average, maybe, I don't know. And I highly recommend checking him out. He is very talented. I know that there are many other cellists as well. I can't think of, there's someone that comes to mind, and he's very famous. And Yo-Yo Ma, I believe most people know, he is an incredible talented cellist as well. There are many, many people out there who are, to say the very least, very, very talented. And time I think of the cello, I just feel bad because I think of what they have to play when it comes to patchables, canon and D, and it's the same thing over and over and over and over again. And it's a very popular piece that is performed at a lot of weddings and other places, and it kind of reminds me of the Piano Guys, and one of their videos was a mashup or rendition of Petrobel's Canon and D, and it really depicts how boring it is for the cellist to play Petrobel's Canon and D, because it's the same lines over and over and over again, when I personally feel like it doesn't show the true potential of the cello and how truly beautiful it sounds. Most of the time you hear cello, it's always in the background, but I really wish people knew more about or listened more to different kinds of cello pieces, because the very rich, I can't think of a word, but for some reason baritone comes to mind. I'm pretty sure that's the wrong term, but I hope you get what I mean. The lower notes. The way it sounds, and just, I don't want to describe it. As much as I love the violin, I love the cello just as much too. I need to stop getting distracted. Okay, wait, hold on. Grip strength decreased. When subject sustained maximum force, then equals 1, for sample size, then equals 1, for sample size, then equals 1, for sample size. Thank you. Balzac, Chilicon's Hotel, number 2. I am so sorry if I'm pronouncing all these names wrong. Potentials. determined. Sometimes I really hate reading research articles because of length and just... my brain is too small sometimes. The higher the number, thank you. Because Mario is the weakest. Mario is the first fire. Increase the amount of size and strength. And as an addition of larger, stronger. Due to the orderly. Okay, what are you something. Vegetable determined. 8 intersects. Velocity. Characteristics. Yes. smallest, the weakest, to the largest and strongest. The media regressed to weakness. I cannot pronounce muscle names for the life of me. this is observed in figure 1. Figure 1, where the RMS values steadily increase with the addition of weight to accommodate for change in muscle contraction. I apologize for any, for the kind of small jump in the audio. I paused it so, the music might not line up, well. But anyways, gotta continue this. Recruited your higher force. Recruited lower fibers versus recruitment of faster fibers. Versus recruitment of faster fibers. Muscle contractions. less contraction result. Less contraction resulted in the innervation of the slower muscle fibers. Threshold as observed in figure 3, where the patient exerted only 25% effort compared to exertion using 100% effort. The preference for however, this contradicts the Hahnemann principle, the size principle. Since the contractile properties of muscle fibers can be recruited in the reverse order than proposed. If you hear the birds, that's how late I open up. Let's just ignore that. If you do hear the birds, I'm so sorry. If you don't, I would pretend I didn't say anything. That is it with that piece. I have another one that I will cue up. One cello kind of piece. Not a serial piece, but one that I enjoy is Path of Wind from my neighbor Totoro, which is a Studio Ghibli film. It involves a duet between piano and cello. This was a piece written by Joe Hisashi, and I'm not sure who the cellist is, but it is always so amazing to listen to. The episode is also up there. It's also up there. master, innovator, and exertion of 50%. 100% effort during the grip force. During the grip force experiment. Stop recording after this piece. This piece is Winowski's Variations on Original Theme, Opus 15. It is performed by, well, the one I'm listening to is performed by Child Prodigy, Subini. I'm very jealous of Child Properties. I don't know how they're so talented. Granted, this video came out nearly 9 years ago. I believe she still performs, and she is so talented, and just watching this video makes me inspired and a little envious that I was not able to perform this way when I was her age. I'm sorry if you hear an alarm. Once the alarm is someone leaving the house. Multiple activations observed in figure 2. Um,
this is sitting on. Muscle cultivation
I am going to end this video here because it's getting a little louder in my house now that it's morning and people are preparing to go to work. I hope this sleep aid help you sleep. If you reach the end of this audio and listen to my nonsense rambling, good for you. You know what? You get a cookie. Because I can't stand to listen to these audios, which is why it's always in its raw form. Anyways, I hope you enjoy, and thank you for bearing with me while I tried to finish this lab report and the times that I got distracted. I'll see you another time.